You have your Bibles tonight, turn to Psalms 23. Psalms 23.
And we'll read a portion of this scripture tonight there in verse 3. Psalms 23 and in verse 3. We'll go ahead and read the whole chapter, but we're going to preach out of that verse 3 there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you'd anoint me. Father, I pray, Father, that you'd guard my lips. Pray, Father, that you'd give us ears to hear. Father, may we have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. Father, do as you will here this evening. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. He restoreth my soul. That's what I'm going to preach on here tonight. And all what that means tonight. He restoreth my soul. Something that's restored according to the sheep talking about the shepherd here. And that's exactly what's taking place is the sheep is David. The shepherd is the Lord. David's talking about the shepherd. He restoreth my soul. Now in the Christian life tonight, there are going to be times of distress. There will be times tonight of defeat and of discouragement. There may be in some of frightened or even frustration. Now, there's never been a time in your Christian life at this point that you've never found yourself in distress or never found yourself in defeat or in some discouragement or frustration or some kind of frightened, then you're probably not even saved tonight, because God doesn't restore those kind of people because they have never been saved. Amen? We're talking about the restoration tonight, the restoring of my soul. And so tonight you'll find yourself as a shepherd, as a sheep, or the Christian life in this condition sooner or later. Sometimes often, sometimes not as often, but you'll find yourself somewhere in this. Even the shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, has become your shepherd. He's made you to lie down in green pastures, and He's caused you to be led by still waters tonight. Even in that time, you'll find that you need to be restored. You'll find that in those times that something needs to happen in your life. As a shepherd tonight, He has done everything right in your life. And if you think about it tonight, as a sheep and the shepherd of the field, the shepherd tonight has made no mistakes in your life. The shepherd tonight has made every right decision, every perfect choice. Tonight, where we are tonight cannot be blamed on the shepherd. The shepherd tonight has made the correct call. He has made us to do the right thing at all times. And so tonight, I want to kind of show you about the restoring of my soul. Now, there are five conditions tonight that will require you to have a restoration. Five conditions that this is just the way of introduction here, then we'll get into the message. But I want to show you tonight that one way that you need to be restored is if you're a scattered sheep. Scattered sheep need to be restored. Now, we see that in Ezekiel. Turn there quickly tonight. Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 12. Ezekiel 34 and verse 12. And so if there's a scattered sheep tonight, that sheep needs to be restored, because it's not what God wants. He doesn't want His sheep to be scattered. But at times there are scattered sheep in the flock. Verse 12 of Ezekiel chapter 34. The Bible says, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and the dark day. And so tonight we have sheep that are his foe, but they're scattered. They might be scattered because of the preacher that went bad. They may be scattered because of the church that went bad. They might be scattered because of the members that are bad. They may have been scattered because of some difficulty of life, some problem of life, some trouble of life. But the bottom line tonight is they're saved and they're born again, but they're scattered. Those sheep need to be restored. A second type of sheep tonight are stubborn sheep. Isaiah 53:6 gives us that. We all like sheep have gone astray, leading all his own way. And so we find that scripture there is indicating to you and I tonight that there are times when stubborn sheep, amen, and that's stubborn people. I know that tonight that all of us can be stubborn at times, and when you get into that stubbornness lifestyle or way of life, you'll find that you need to be restored. I'm going to tell you a way that the sheep or the shepherd handles his sheep tonight. It's pretty interesting. Whenever he has a sheep that wants to be stubborn, and the sheep doesn't want to follow in the path, or the sheep doesn't want to do what everybody else is doing, and the sheep is just stubborn. I mean, you understand that. I mean, tonight, I know you know somebody stubborn. Amen? Everybody knows somebody stubborn tonight. And so when you look in the mirror, you probably recognize that one. But tonight, we that are stubborn, and that's all of us tonight, I believe, I think I could say that. If you could correct me tonight after church if you need to correct me about the stubbornness, amen? But here's what the shepherd does. He would break a leg of that stubborn sheep. He'd break it on purpose. He would take his rod, and he would take that end of that rod, and he would break that leg of that sheep, and then that sheep would have a broken leg. Now, what he would do, though, is he would take that broken leg, and he would fix it up, put it in the cast, and all that kind of stuff, and then he would take that sheep and put him on his shoulders. And he would carry that sheep around until the fullness of that wound will be taken care of. And then when he sets that sheep back down, that sheep is the best sheep out of all. He won't find that sheep at all going out of way anymore. There's a way of how the shepherd handles the sheep of those that are stubborn. And then there are stubborn sheep who still go stubborn in that situation, and what they do then is they slaughter it. They kill the sheep. Because, see, you can't have a stubborn sheep that won't get in line, it won't become obedient, because it's going to lead all the other sheep into a direction and into a way that they doesn't want to go, so the shepherd kills the sheep. Friend, that's what happens in our Christian life. You and I have a way to live, and God gives it to us through the Word of God and the preaching of God's Word and the Spirit of God that will lead and guide us. And if we want to be stubborn, God will chastise us. God will scourge us. God will cause things to be done in our lives that will try to get our attention, that will bring us to the place of getting out of stubbornness. But if we're not going to stop, if we're going to continue to be stubborn, God will remove us from the face of this earth. And that's what God... There is a sin unto death. The Bible says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And so tonight, we see that those who need to be restored are those that are stubborn sheep. Thirdly tonight, a sick sheep. Sick sheep need to be restored. I'm not talking about sick sheep and the fact that they're sick physically, but sick spiritually. For example, tonight, I wrote this down. I didn't make this up. I found this in a book that I'm fixing to tell you tonight, but I thought it was good, and I'm going to give it to you. He talks about this sick sheep being of slow pulse. A slow pulse of a sheep. And the slow pulse sheep is those who have no fire, they've got no zeal, they got no excitement. They're just rum-dum. I mean, they're just going through the mundane. They're going through the ritual. They're just doing everything. They're doing it slow pace. They got that. They got slow pulse. Amen. Their heart's barely beating. It's barely going. And so, them kind of people, they're sick. They need to be restored. Another sickness is, according to this book that I read, is short of breath. I like the way he put it. He said, these people who are short of breath are running after everything but God. They're running after the things of the world. They're running after this and that and the other. And by the time when God says, follow me, they ain't got enough breath to follow him. And so it's short of breath. That's the sickness that sheep had. Another one is tonight, poor appetite. Poor appetite. If someone tonight who has a poor appetite or a sheep has a poor appetite, you're going to be sick. It's not normal to have a poor appetite. Amen? But poor appetite would refer to us Christians as they have no taste for prayer meetings. We got ladies' prayer meetings, we got men's prayer meetings, and there's no taste for that. That's not part of me, that's not what I do. I don't do that. I don't get here on time. Well, I wonder whose fault that is. Well, you know, I just don't see that. I don't see the benefit of that prayer meeting. I don't see that appetite. Boy, if you would just get restored, I promise you, you'll be in the prayer meeting. Amen, Brother Larry. I know it's early in my message and I'm just now getting going, but you know, the thing of the matter is, when you ain't got no appetite for prayer meetings, you won't be there. I say no appetite for tasting for giving, to mission giving or to tithing. No appetite for that. You'll find yourself not giving. I'm going to tell you something tonight. When you find yourself as a sick sheep and you don't have the appetite for giving, you're always going to lack. You always will lack without giving. See, friends, tonight, God don't give, then you give. You give without God giving, then God gives. Amen? And so you got to have an appetite of these things. Appetite of visitation. Knocking on doors. Telling people about Christ. Brother Keith brought that up. And tonight, those who are sick will have no taste or no appetite for winning somebody to Christ or telling somebody about the Lord or passing out a tract or inviting them to church or telling them about Jesus or telling them about what happened to you. You don't have that appetite, you're sick. Another sickness is singing. There's no singing in you. There's no song in you. When you open up a book, some of you don't even open up a book. Some of you open up a book, it's not even on the page we're singing. And while we are singing, you're looking at another song. Hey, I don't understand all that. All I know is this, is when with the song leader, and this is how God works. God works in order. When the song leader gets up and the song leader says, turn to page one, stand up, turn to page one and sing. You know us that our sheep ought to be doing? Standing up, turn to page one and sing. I mean, it's a simple process. God made this very simple. And singing means that there's words that come forth out of your mouth from down in the body with breath, where there's sound that comes out. Singing. Words and sound. And so, whenever the song leader says, stand up, open your book to page one, and sing, well then that's what we do. But when there's no appetite to do that, you're sick. You need restoration. And so tonight, another one, maybe like fellowship. We have fellowships. We have fellowship in a Wednesday night. We have a fellowship in a Sunday morning. We got a Friday night fellowship. We got a Christmas fellowship. We got a Thanksgiving fellowship. We make up fellowships. If you ain't got no appetite for fellowships, you're sick. Amen? I mean, it's just the way that it is. You need fellowship with God's people tonight. Maybe you might have no taste for the preaching or no taste for Sunday school. No taste for the Word of God. I can tell you tonight, as whenever I can just tell immediately when I'm in the Word of God and I tell you to turn to John 1:1, and you don't move an inch. And your Bible's sitting there and you're looking at me. I can tell you're looking at me because you know how you tell somebody looking at you? And so I'm reading John 1. I'm saying, open your Bibles up to John 1:1 and let's begin reading in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. That's telling me, that's telling God that you're a sick sheep. Because there's no appetite here. Because those who have appetites, they're waiting for me to tell them where to get this feeding from so their souls can be fed. Tell me, Brother Larry, I'm waiting for you to tell me what verse, what chapter, where are we going? And when you get there, you're so interested in it that you open up your own Bible, you begin to look where exactly what we're talking about, and you begin to listen to God. You're not looking off. You're not looking out. You're not got your hand on your like this, and you're just kind of wandering up what's going on here today in this church? There's something wrong with that picture tonight. I'm not saying you're lost. I'm saying you need to be restored. Amen? I thought it would be a better response tonight. There's another thing about this poor appetite. There's also another sick sheep. They're hard of hearing. You know how you get hard of hearing? You need some hearing aid and stuff like that. And you know, they don't want to hear anything about separation. They don't want to hear anything about wearing clothing that doesn't reveal their body. They don't want to hear anything about cover up. They don't want to hear anything that they got to separate themselves from the world's music, the world's movies, the world's medicine, the world's maniacs. They don't want to hear that. Now, that you can talk about grace, you can talk about faith, you can talk about love, but don't tell me that I got to separate myself from this world. Don't tell me I got to change my dress and change my act and change my ways. Don't tell me tonight I got to stop the way I'm talking and what I'm drinking and do what I do about smoking. Listen, friend, what's the deal if I just use that smokeless tobacco? You know, they call this guy here who dips.
He got that dip in his mouth? And he got both of the juices running down both sides. You know what they call them guys?
They call them level-headed Baptists. Level-headed Baptists. Level-headed. Because it goes down both sides. If he's had this little bit, it'd be just coming on this one side. I'm a God-loving, God-fearing Baptist. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't understand all that. So tonight, what we see is hard of hearing. Don't tell me about a surrender. Don't tell me I got to surrender. Don't tell me I got to get totally over. Don't tell me I got to wave my white flag and say, God, it's not about me, it's about you, and I totally surrender. Don't preach that to me. Don't preach about serving either. I mean, that means I got to serve. That means I'm not number one in my own life, my own heart. That means everybody else comes before me. I'm hard of hearing. I can't hardly hear that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So tonight, there's a hard of hearing. But then also part of this sick sheep is something that is bad eyesight. And it's like on that sheep, you know, that wool done grew over the eyes. They can't see very much. And so you can't see the invisible. You know, as Christians tonight, we see the invisible. Tonight, right now, we can see heaven. Tonight, we can see the Lord. Tonight, we can see the rapture. Tonight, we can see God. You say, you can see God? Yeah, He's invisible tonight. Things that we can't see, we can see. But when you can't see anymore, then you need to be restored. Because all you're thinking about is the now nasty. All you're thinking about is what's temporary. See, what you are all bent out of shape with tonight, and what you got in your crawl tonight, and what you're so miserable about tonight, is the things that are temporary and things that you can touch and things that you can see right now. You can't go yonder. You can't go past that. You can't get past you tonight, because everything you see and everything you touch just decays and destroys. You're trying to figure out what's going on, what's happening. And you live in a miserable day. You live in a miserable life because, see, those who are sick, they can't see anything but visible. So tonight we see sick sheep that have bad eyesight. They can't see anything permanent. But then we talk about straying sheep. Sheep that stray. Sheep that finds themselves going a different way. They don't know how they got there. They don't know why they're there. I mean, I talk to a lot of people who say they're Christians, say they love God, they've been in church for some time, some might have taught Sunday school, some might even drove a school bus, some might even sang in the choir, play the piano. I mean, you know, they have a history of going to church for a certain amount of time. Today they're out. Why are you out? Don't really know. It's just not there anymore. They don't know why. They're straying. They need restoration. There may be sheep tonight that are not only straying tonight, but are sheep that are called, he called them sagging sheep. Really, these sagging sheep are sheep tonight that are called cast sheep. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, is cast sheep. If you turn your Bibles to Psalms 42:11, David was well aware of, and who wrote the Psalm tonight in chapter 23, he was well aware of tonight about what it meant to be cast down. And that's the kind of sheep I want to talk about tonight, about cast down sheep. Sheep that are, they're just down. They're just disgusted. They're just discouraged. Here in Psalms 42, verse 11, David, who wrote the Psalm of chapter 23, writes, he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, Now, what David is doing here, David is saying, is that word cast down means to sink down or to depress. And he wrote this Psalm in 23 as well as in 42. And we find that David has tasted in his life and has fallen to temptation. And David has found himself many times without strength running from Saul and even Absalom. David is not a man who has not found himself being got discouraged or distressed in a cave somewhere, fearing for his life. David understood that as a sheep of God, He restoreth my soul. Now, in thinking of this or this thought tonight, I want you to see a few things tonight in that. And I want you to see, number one tonight, that the English shepherd's word for this word cast down in verse 42, it means to be cast sheep or cast down in the fact that the sheep would be on its back and it's turned up on its back and it's out there in the field. And that's exactly what David was saying. That's what David was meaning. That's what it says here in Psalms 23 when it talks about He restoreth my soul. When does He restore my soul? It's whenever I'm a cast sheep or when I'm a sheep on the backside. You ever heard that thing, that little phrase where it says that he's lying on his back or he's on his back, or that meant that, boy, he's in bad shape or that he's in a trouble? That's exactly what this cast down sheep means. It means that out in the field, that the sheep has found itself on its very back. And while it's on its back, there's going to be reasons why it's on its back, but it is on its back. Now, the very thought tonight of why he needs to be restored is that when you see a sheep on its back, called a cast sheep, you'll find that it's a pathetic sight. Because the reason why it's a pathetic sight is because the sheep is on its back, his feet are straight up in the air, and he's frantically. He is excited. He is struggling. He's trying to stand up. And as this sheep has somehow rolled over and got on his back and his forefeet is up, but he's trying to get up. He can't get up. He's on his back and he's in a terrible shape and he's making all kinds of bleeding noises. And boy, he's just crying out in the way a sheep can cry out. And not only that, but when you're on your back like that, the gases within the sheep began to cut off the blood flow to his extremities. And now you find that his legs are getting cold, they're getting hard because the blood flow is now stopped because of the gases that are stopping. And if that shepherd, they don't get there quickly, that sheep will die in that back position. If he gets there quickly, he can help this sheep to restore that. And so tonight, it's exactly the same way as you and I in the field in which we live tonight. Sometimes we find ourselves flat on our back, with our feet straight up in the air, panicking. And we can't get out. We can't move. We don't know what to do. And friend, nobody can help us. Only the shepherd can help us. Nobody can turn us over and do anything with us. And friend, we find ourselves like that. But aren't you glad tonight that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want? For in the field of His tonight, that He's looking for us and He's watching. And that's what a shepherd does. What he does is he looks around. He looks for his sheep and finds those that are on his back. And then he goes there and he takes care of them. Amen. I like the very thought, but these are the kind of people tonight, are the kind of sheep that I want to talk about. Those that are on their back. Those that are in trouble. Those that are discouraged or panicking. They're trying to do something they cannot do. And listen, tonight the word restored means this. It means tonight to make fully right. So when you get restored by God, you get fully right. Not a portion of you get right, not some of you get right, not a third of you get right. You fully get right with God. 100% right. The word also means to cause to grow up. So when you get restored, you're going to find that you're going to cause to be growing up. You're not going to be a little child. You're not going to be immature. You're not going to be like a baby tonight. You're going to be caused to grow up. That's what it means to be restored. It also means tonight to bring back. Or it means to turn back tonight. And so, even the fattest and the strongest and the largest and the healthiest sheep can become a cast sheep. Get that, folks. Because many a times we think, because we come to church three times a day, or three times a week, we read our Bible, we pray, we give, we do all the things that we're known to do, and somehow we're super spiritual and we're super men. The next thing you know, we find ourselves flat on our backs. Man, the Bible says to be careful on what a man thinketh, lest he falleth. And so tonight, we need to be real sensitive and thoughtful in this thought tonight, that even in the healthiest and the largest and the biggest and the best sheep of all time can find themselves on their backside. And tonight, that's a bad place to be. Number one, the danger of not being restored. Number one, death. If you are right on your back and nobody comes help you and nobody comes to restore you, you're just going to die just like that. What a miserable way to die. Feet up in the air, panicking, having your wind taken off, your extremities about to, with no blood flow. That's a terrible way to die. You know what? There's people that are called Christians tonight are on their backside and they won't allow God to restore them and they're dying. They're dying in their own home. They're dying in their own church. They're dying in their own situation tonight. How terrible that is. Separated from the shepherd and separated from the sheep tonight, and they're dying. Second thing that could happen if you're not restored is a destruction. Know why? Because see, whenever a sheep is on his backside and he's all fours is up and he's panicking and moving around, guess what looks for that? Buzzards. Buzzards just start going around. Wolves, they start going around too. You know, there's no better prey, no easier prey to see a sheep on his backside for an enemy to take advantage of that. You know what the devil looks around for? Sheep on their backside. Boy, I tell you, if the devil can find us discouraged, can find us distraught, can find us frustrated, to find us aggravated, to find us panicking, to find us in a place where we're not the shepherd's not around and we're not in the hands of the shepherd or in the protection of the shepherd or the view of the shepherd tonight. Oh, that enemy that with the wiles of the devil and with the darts of the devil tonight, oh, he's just ready. He's like a roaring lion seeking who may devour. Amen. The Bible says he'll sift you like wheat tonight. And friend, I tell you what, he is waiting for us to fall down on our backside so he can attack and he can kill, he can steal, and he can destroy. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight. Danger of not being restored. Tonight, if you're on your backside tonight, you need to be crying out for the shepherd. You need to be crying out for the shepherd God and say, "Oh God, get me out from the backside. Set me up on my feet. Help me to get back where I need to be." And oh, tonight I say to you, you shepherd, you sheep, if you're on your backside, don't stay there. Call out for God tonight. The shepherd will hear. Have the delight and the duty of restoring the shepherd tonight. He restores. I want you to notice his concern is the sheep tonight. Tonight, if you're on your backside and you're there tonight, his concern is for you. The first thing the shepherd does out on the field is that he looks to the sky. He looks to the sky as he sees his flock, as he sees his fold. First thing he looks, because if he sees buzzards flying in the air, Brother Raymond, he knows something's down. Right? The second thing that the shepherd does is he counts his sheep. Amen? He counts them. And if there's one missing, guess what he does? He goes and finds them. You know, tonight I say that the Lord just does the same. He searches for just one sheep. Tonight, if he sees one of you tonight on your backside, if he sees one of you tonight in frustration and see one of you in panic tonight, he sees one of you tonight in the way of a frustration and a frighten tonight, he's looking for you. He's looking. A shepherd will not at all let one sheep go untended. Absolutely none tonight. He's looking for the buzzards. He's looking around for the count. And if you're in the fold, you might as well know that you're in the care of the shepherd. But friend, if you're out in the field somewhere and you're out on the backside somewhere, you can just mark it down. Your shepherd is on his way. He's uncounted. You're not there, he's going to come find you. He'll find the one sheep. He'll rush to the one sheep. Every minute counts because he could die. Every minute counts because the enemy could get a hold of that one sheep. Every minute counts tonight. Every second is crucial because you could die on the backside. That's not what God wants. You could sit there and let the enemy tear you up and eat you alive. That's not what the shepherd wants. So he's in a hurry tonight. Think about this if you're one of his sheep tonight. And you are in the, on your backside. And you are discouraged and you're distraught and you're depressed tonight. And boy, things just ain't going so well for you. And you don't know exactly what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And tonight you're in a mindset of, oh God, I can't go this any longer. Oh God, I can't handle this any further. Oh God, I need your help. Can I just say to you, friend, you're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. He's there tonight. He's going to look for you. He's going to look for the buzzards. He's going to count you up. Hey, friend, he's looking for you right now. He knows exactly where you are. And he's there. And he's just waiting for you to participate with him. You know what happens whenever a sheep is found? A sheep that is frustrated or frightened or panicking. Now, this is what the shepherd does tonight. He tenderly picks them up. Now, these are important words. Tenderly picks them up. I'm not too much into tenderness. I'm a rough guy. Everything I do is rough. Amen. You can ask my wife. You can ask anybody around here who knows me for any time. It's just rough. I try to be tender. I try to do that. Sometimes I put my hands in palm olive. See if I can get some palm olive skin. But it don't work that way for me. It just don't work. But what the shepherd does when he comes to a sheep who's on his backside, he don't just pick up that sheep on the backside by the fur or by the wool and just flip it over and say, "Come on, what are you doing? How you get like that?" He don't do that. He comes in and he tenderly gets next to it. He'll tenderly pick up that sheep. He'll put that sheep between his legs, kind of bounce up, and he'll rub those feet. Rub those legs. Remember that blood circulation is, you know how you had your blood circulation, your arm is tings and numbs and stuff like that. He begins to rub it. And as he's rubbing this leg, he said, "Boy, I'm sure I'm glad to find you. Where you been, you little stinker? I don't know what's going on here, but I'm so glad I'm here with you." And he's talking to that sheep. He's speaking kind and gentle words to him. As he tenderly picks him up and softly begins to rub the legs, softly gets that flow going. He finally gets off from off of it, but because of the numbness and because of the tingleness, that sheep go a little bit and they fall back down. Every time. They go over there and you pick it up gently, rub some more on it, talk on it, say, "You're going to get it. You know what this is all about. Your shepherd's here. I love you. I want you to get on your feet. I want you to go on. I want you to go forward. I want you to get back in the fold. Oh, I want to feed you again on them green pastures and see you by them still waters. Yeah, I want to restore you. I love you and I care for you." And boy, he just patiently stays with them, lovingly talks to them. He delightfully watches them as he finally picks them up for the second time and just watches them wobble on down and get with the rest of the sheep. That's how the shepherd does you whenever you get like you do. Amen? I just love the shepherd tonight. Oh, how he knows how to handle his sheep tonight. See, some tonight believe that when Christians get into a spiritual dilemma, that God becomes frustrated and fed up and he becomes furious. And that's not true. Our shepherd never gets like that with us. He loves us. He doesn't want to see us like that. Jesus came, when he came, I can tell you this, that he came for the cast men and for the cast women, for all those that are on their back. That's who he came for tonight. He came to help, to restore, and to save. That's what Jesus came for. Now I want to show you tonight about the dilemmas that create the need of restoration. Now what in the world has caused this cast sheep to be in the condition it is? Let me tell you, number one tonight, fallen in a soft spot. You see what happens to these big, large, fat, strong, healthy sheep tonight. Now don't misunderstand me. I'm not calling anybody fat. I'm not calling anybody strong. I'm calling anybody big. I'm just saying, in the way of description, big, strong sheep. healthy. What happens is when they're in this field, they begin to lay down. And when they get through eating and they're full, and when they get to lay down, they find a soft spot. They get in that soft spot and they just begin to stretch out. When they begin to stretch out, they turn over. And when they turn over, they're on the backside. It's too late then now. But because of that soft spot, in other words, tonight, they're looking for an easy place. Now, let me direct this to Christians tonight who are sheep, who are looking for a soft spot. See, you're looking tonight for where there's no demands for discipline in your life. You're looking for a place where there's no hardships. You're looking for a place where there's no problems. You're looking for a place where there's no effort, no expectation, no responsibility, nor accountability. You're looking for a place that's called cozy corner. You're looking for a place that's a comfortable position. That's a soft spot. And when you find yourself in a soft spot, you'll find yourself on the backside. You'll not find ever a sheep who has not fallen in a soft spot on his back. But every sheep that has fallen down and has found himself in a soft spot has found himself on his back, panicking with his feet up in the air. Because see, he wanted to go the easy way. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Christian friend. If you're looking for the easy way in this Christian life, next time we see you, your feet's going to be in the air. There's nothing easy about this Christian walk. There is absolutely nothing easy about this walk that's called a Christian. If you're really true and you're really right and you're genuine, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have problems. It's going to take effort. It's going to take discipline. You're going to go through tough times. You're going to go through tough situations. You're going to go in the valley. You're going to go in the storm. You're going to go through the fire. But those that are real will go right through. But you're trying to find a soft spot, and you're going to find yourself on the backside needing restoration. Tell you something else tonight. Man, where'd time go by? Filled, now you're falling in a soft spot, but filled with self. The wool that's on that sheep, all through the Scripture, represents self. Always represents self. Self-life. That wool gets too long, and it gets matted up with mud, manure, ticks, sticks, anything and everything gets matted up. And so this wool gets long. And then this wool gets heavy. And when this wool gets heavy and this wool gets long, and it represents self-life. In other words, three things tonight, and I close. When the worldly possessions of this world begin to cling on you, you're going to find yourself needing restoration. You're going to find yourself on the backside. When, friend, all this wool, hey, even the high priest could not go in to the Holy of Holies with wool on. Study it out in your Hebrew. You'll find that's true. No high priest went in with wool, because wool always stands for self. And tonight, whenever you can find yourself with too much wool and too much things on that wool, like ticks and manure and mud and junk, because you have been too close to this world, you're going to find yourself on your backside. You're also going to find the world aspirations that are clinging to you. You're going to find the world inspirations that are clinging to you. They're going to cling on to you, and they're going to bring you down, and they're going to cause you to turn over on the backside. Does that make sense tonight? Can I say tonight, there is also, to get relief, what happened would be this, is a shepherd would have to work on the sheep. He would take out his shears. He began to take out his knife. He began to cut this wool off. Now the sheep at this time is unpleasant, because during this time the sheep is going to be moving, and the sheep's going to be doing this, doing that. And he has his shears out. He's got his knife out. And there's going to be a little bit of wounds. There's going to be a little bit of cuts. That's just what happens when you got a knife and you're trying to cut this wool off. You're going to snip a little bit of meat here. You're going to hit a little bit of skin here. And so as they're going through this thing right here, finally at last, when it's all said and done, it's relieved. That wool on that sheep is now off. All those ticks and manure and mud is now off. The weight is off. But we'll see what God does with you and I tonight. He takes the Word of God. He begins to cut on us. It wounds. You go through a period of suffering. And boy, I tell you, it gets tough sometimes. Well, God's just kind of, man, taking us to the woodshed. God's just kind of cutting here and kind of wound here. Oh, but when it's all said and done, I'll tell you, it's relief. It's relief. We're back on our feet. We're no longer fight looking for a soft spot. We're no longer too heavy because of the wool, because of the world tonight that's taken over our lives. Can I tell you tonight? He restoreth my soul. These are some reasons why we need restoration. Some reasons who. When I find a soft spot, He moves me. Follow that? When I find a soft spot in my life, God always moves me. Remember that when you're looking for a soft spot, He ain't going to stay there long. When I find a self-sufficient, He shears me. When I find like I can do it myself, I'm self-sufficient, I'm self-able, God just begins to cut. When I find myself spoiled, I didn't get to that point, but He rations me. He begins to take some things away. Because what happens is when a sheep get too fat, they roll over easy. You and I, when God gives us too much, we roll over easy. Sometimes God has to take away and ration us so that we can get a little bit lighter. Amen? He restoreth my soul. Aren't you glad tonight He restores your soul? As we stand at our feet and heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I really skipped a whole lot tonight, but I hope you got the gist of the message. I'm so glad tonight the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. I'm glad I'm in nobody else's field but His field. What a fold. What a fold. What a fold tonight. Well, if you need to come to the altar, you come to the altar. I read a book today about a preacher who pastored for 40-something years. And he said in his book, he said, you can mark it down. It's those who come to the altar on a regular basis are those who are walking with God. And those who don't come to the altar are those that need to be restored. He said, it just works out that way. He said, because what happens is we feel that we can do business in the place that we want to do business in. And not humble ourselves and fall down at the foot of Christ. I didn't say all that tonight to bring anybody to the altar, but I'm just saying that I believe He's just right. And you find, He said, there's been members of His church for 25 years that never been to the altar. Never. But those people are shallow. Those people have absolutely weaknesses about them. They've never been anything in the church. They've just been a churchgoer, that's all. Oh, tonight, I need restoration to you. Sometimes I find myself on my backside. Well, I need my shepherd to come. Pick me up gently and tenderly. Speak in my heart, speak in my ears. Rub my legs, begin to talk to me and begin to set me up on my feet and help me along the way. Sometimes I get too fat. God gives me a whole lot tonight. I'm so blessed and more than I ought to be. More than I deserve tonight. And sometimes I look for a soft spot. Oh, my shepherd, He shears me from time to time. Oh, thank You, Lord. Oh, You're a great shepherd. You're a good shepherd. You're a chief shepherd. You're the shepherd. May I just be a sheep. May I be a sheep in Your fold. Well, I hope God never has to break my leg in order to get me back in line. I want to die because I'm stubborn and rebellious. God help me. Well, one thing that Paul prayed about, he said, Lord, I pray that I'm not a castaway. That I never come disqualified. God, I don't want to be disqualified. God, I don't ever want to be to the place where I can't be used. God, where I can't be effective. Oh, tonight, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me not to be self-sufficient. Help me not to be fat on the spoils You give me. Help me not to look for that soft spot. As I pray here tonight, many have come to the altar. I ask You to pray as we're about to close tonight. Father, our great Shepherd, we come to You tonight as just sheep. Father, that has absolutely no idea how we're going to make it through the day. Lord, if it wasn't for You tonight, Lord, we'd be nothing. And we would have nothing. And tonight we want to give You praise and glory and honor. It's You that has prepared the green pastures. It's You that's made the still waters. It's You tonight, dear God, that has watched us and came after us and found us on our backside and picked us up and loved us and spoke to us and rubbed us and cared for us and got us back on our feet so that we wouldn't die. Oh, tonight, we ask You tonight, God, that You draw us clear, near to You, Father. God, make us speak tonight we can just hear Your voice. God, we can feel Your touch. And God, we can have Your arms that are squeezing us tonight. And we can feel that love. And God, may that help us not to be stubborn tonight. Help us not to stray away. Help us not to be sagging. Help us tonight to not be sick. Help us tonight, dear God, that we would be strong, but sheep that would trust in You and lean on You. Lord, help us to be content in the fold that we're in. Help us to be content with our Shepherd tonight. We love You and appreciate You. You've been good to this church. You've been good to these folks. God, we can't give You nothing but praise and honor and glory. Oh, God, if You would tonight, in a special way, speak to each heart. And each life. Encourage us and strengthen us. Boldness, dear God, may we go forward and may we look to You in this next year. In Jesus' holy, precious name we pray. Amen. God bless You, church.